The gates to the Rose Garden are now open. Welcome to my world. You are listening to Talk That Talk with Danielle Moneyham, a reflective conversation where I share the lessons I've learned on this journey called life. I don't have all the answers, but I do have plenty of questions. My name is Danielle Moneyham, and this is my love letter to the world, where I let my soul speak. Let's talk. Hey, welcome back to the show. It is Danielle. I'm excited to welcome today's guest. Again, I joined that Women of Colors podcaster group on Facebook, and I was really blessed to receive this email on us. I feel like it was like a Sunday morning. It felt like a Sunday morning when I got it. But I would love to welcome today's guest, Tanya J. Miller. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, Danielle, and hello to the Talk That Talk family. I know we're going to dig in. I know we're going to have some fun, and I know we're going to reach you where you're at, so I'm excited.
Man, Tanya, please tell us a little bit about who you are and how we got connected. What made you reach out?
I'm looking at the email. Yeah, it was Sunday. It was Sunday, and yeah, it was Sunday, but definitely... Like you said, Women of Color podcasting group has definitely just been great to collaborate, to build connection, to build community. And it has not failed me yet, you know, with that, because that is ultimately my purpose, you know, not just to be on an interview, but see how and where and when we can, number one, celebrate and support each other, but also connect as well for future things to see, you know, where we can vibe and, you know, take this thing by storm, you know, show up in this world. So that's definitely it. And just listening to, you know, some of your clips of your podcast and then checking you out and just kind of your heart for what you're talking about. Like, you know, and then I'm not gonna lie, my vlog is Talking with Tanya, and then yours was Talk That Talk. I was like, okay, yeah, we gonna get in this. It's gonna be good. So I just, you know, my mama said nothing beats a failure but a try. So your girl tried at the email and said, it's 50-50. She'll say yes, she'll say no. But luckily, obviously, she said yes. So I am here getting ready to talk that talk.
Hashtag she said yes.
She said yes.
I'm so thankful that you reached out, because we are aligned and we are ready to talk. Today, I want to talk about how people can move from being stuck in their mind and feeling stuck to actually moving in their purpose, especially now as we are connecting virtually. Where are you from? I didn't even ask.
I'm from Dallas, Texas. Where are you?
I'm in Chicago.
Okay. I've been to the shop a few times.
Okay. So like as we're connecting virtually, especially under this social distancing time, people are feeling anxious, alone, confused. Like, it's a lot of feelings. And if you are not used to feeling your feelings, you can become very overwhelmed.
You just said my word. I tell folks, feel your feelings all the time. We in tune, y'all. Y'all need to understand, we in tune.
What does that mean for you when you tell people to feel your feelings?
I tell them to not hide them, to not stuff them, to not ignore them, to not drink them away, not smoke them away, not sex them away. Listen, feel your feelings so that you can begin your process of healing, of overcoming, of getting through, of getting to your purpose. Because if you still stuck and you don't want to go through this, part of the reason you stuck is because you don't want to feel the feelings. You don't want to go through, and you got to. That's the only way to the other side. That's the only way to get into who you're supposed to be, who you're supposed to be, you know, out here and what you're supposed to be doing. Like, you stuck because you don't want to feel. But you got to feel the feelings, and they gonna hurt.
How can you feel your feelings but not act on those feelings? Or how can you feel your feelings but not move in those feelings?
You know, you have to definitely be cautious, you know, because sometimes feeling those feelings could be feelings of wanting to cut yourself, wanting to, you know, go hurt somebody, wanting to, you know, take yourself out the game. And so if it's at that level of you feeling those feelings, then I'm for sure going to tell you to go get some help. You know, you might need to go check your own stuff in to the mental hospital. Not to say that you're crazy, but it's more or less to stabilize you. To stabilize you so that you're back chemically together. That you're back, you know, chemically enough to understand what you were thinking and why were you thinking that. Because sometimes it's the chemical imbalance that got you off, especially for women, and they don't even realize this. But even for women, when their hormones are off, especially like after a hysterectomy or menopause, those hormones can take you to places when they're off that you never thought you would go. And so you have to get that help beyond what maybe Danielle can do, what I can do, with what we do in our services, and even what I talk about on my blog and what she talks about on her podcast. You need to go to that next step, because we don't want you to feel any feelings that are going to be detrimental to you.
If you are a danger to yourself or others, that's when it is time for you to escalate your calls for help. And that's absolutely being real. We don't talk about mental health enough in the Black community. And I feel like it is coming more.
Yeah. It's a stigma, you know, especially for the men. You know, I have an amazing play brother that I call him. We done met each other with, and he's amazing on that. He's amazing on therapy, period, but he's amazing on male therapy. And he not just no regular Joe. Like, he was in the NFL and realized that his depression was major, and he had to go on and make moves. And so now he's a licensed therapist and also a coach. And he literally right now, in this time period, he's been doing straight group counseling sessions. The one he has right now going on is for men. And I'm saying that to say, you know, he was an NFL star. It's another one that he would have to split personalities. He went and got him some help and got stabilized. You know, there's women that have come out in our race that, you know, at first, you know, as a woman of color, was it Demi Lovato, you know, and she still is battling. You know, there's plenty. And so what I say about that is, you know, we might have used to could get by with just a wing and a prayer, but some of what we're dealing with now, our parents and our grandparents didn't deal with. Like, real talk, just even our kids that are out here, we had bullying, you know, a little bit, but the way they be carrying on be out of pocket. They be them blew up them kids' Instagram, talking bad about them, telling them to kill themselves. They be done, you know, recorded them getting beat and fought and showing it on all their social media. Like, it's different now.
The digital bullying.
You gotta capture it. Yep. You gotta capture the fact that we not in the time of the old, and we're in the time of new. And sometimes you need a little bit more than prayer. You know, sometimes you need therapy. Sometimes you need a psychiatrist. Sometimes you need meds. Sometimes you need to go sit in there for a little second. And sometimes you need maybe intensive outpatient or whatever. But whatever it looks like, do what you need to do and don't worry about nobody else. Because that's the other stigma. What they going to say? What they going to think? I don't know. I'm going to keep it quiet. Okay. If that's what you feel like you want to do, all I care is that you get help. But if you don't want to tell nobody, okay, that's fine. Hey, we just got to get you some help.
You can't heal if you won't acknowledge where you're hurting. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to that feeling, those feelings. Like, it's layers to this. Because you can learn how to cope, and you can learn how to function and dysfunction. We can talk about coping and what that looks like.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, coping is everything from literally, and I'm just telling you what I think. Coping is everything from shopping your pains away. So you killing Amazon. You killing Amazon. It's packages every day, not one, not two, but five every day. You at the mall buying Louis and Louis Vuittons and Jimmy Choo's. You ain't even at the thrift store. You want to spend all your money, and it's on credit. You know, it's going out Wednesday through Sunday. You can't stay. You can't even be alone by yourself. It got to always be someone there. and not for help, but somewhere there to talk with, sex with, or whatever, you know. You drink it when you wake up, you drink it on your lunch break, time to mouthwash it. You drink as soon as you get out from hitting the happy hour, then you drink it when you get back home. Listen, you gotta smoke that blunt before you go in. You gotta do it, you know, at, like they take a smoke break. You take a blunt break. You take a listen, like, no, them not the right coping skills, because that's just masking the pain. That's just covering it up. And every time when you get through doing what you're doing, the reason you gotta keep doing it is because it's not helping you heal, it's not helping you deal, it's not doing anything to get you past where you already are. And it's just an over and over dysfunctional cycle, because that's why you got to repeat it, because it wears out. And it wears out, and then you back to what you're doing, and then you got to go do some more. So, yeah.
And we talk about addiction, just the cycles. Because if you never understand what is driving you to do this behavior, and you just keep that cycle going, and now before you know it, this is your reality. Because all of your decisions have been influenced by how you've been coping. So before you know it, you have moved.
I need you to repeat that part. They need to catch that, what you said about their decision.
Yeah, like all of your decisions have been driven and influenced by this new coping mechanism. So you look up 30 days later, because 30 days will pass. And where you are is so different than where you were and where you thought you should be. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how did I get here? And you start to realize, well, I stepped outside of myself and had to start coping with whatever anxieties I have. And now, as a result of me being anxious, me being irritable, me being gloomy, me being whatever, this is my reality. Instead of, if I was able to acknowledge whatever hurt I had, if I was able to feel these feelings, not be driven by the feelings, not be defined by the feelings, but feel them until it's time to move on. Because you can move on. You can feel a certain way and still make a different decision. Like, you can have your feelings and still make a very different choice. That's the power that we have, is in our choices. We don't have to choose to follow our feelings. Like, you can feel them and still make decisions that are aligned with where you want to go, even if your feelings don't match that.
And that's part of the process. That's part of you doing the work.
That's part of you doing the work. Like, a simple example is, if I know that I want to run 5 miles a week. Mm-hmm. That's my goal, is to run 5 miles a week. Well, I don't feel like running 5 miles a week. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like going out today. I don't. I understand, if I'm going to reach my goal, it doesn't matter what my feelings are. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to run 2 miles today, because maybe I'm not going to run tomorrow. But then I got to run 3 miles. Like, I will know that. But some people just want to follow their feelings. I don't feel like running. I ain't running. And now you ain't ran in a year. Hi, that's me.
You said that's you.
That's me.
Child.
I'm not running a year because I've been following my feelings. But the reality is, we do have the power to make different choices and get unstuck. And you wrote a book about how to get out of your mind and to get unstuck. Talk to us about our mind matters. Why does our mind matter?
Well, your mind matters because that's where your thought life is. And a lot of times what you do is based upon what you think. What you say is based upon what you think. And so if we can get you, number one, if you are stuck, if we can get you to work on getting unstuck and stop that thinking that's such much talk to yourself, because that's a lot of times where it goes wrong. We start talking bad to our own self. We take on whatever somebody has said about us. We take on whatever somebody has treated about us. We take on the worst and the bad and the horrible situations, and we believe and label that as us. And so you don't put all these labels on you, and then you don't know how to breathe. Then you don't know how to walk. Then you don't know how to see nothing else. And you stuck in a place, in a position, in a posture that you didn't really want to be, but now you don't know how to get out of it because you labeled and layered in just straight mess. So yeah that's what it's like to be stuck. But how to get unstuck, or how, you know, how to start changing your thinking, is you got to start seeing yourself out of it first. Like, you got to see yourself out of that current situation. You got to see the other side of hope. You got to start saying, you know, if you need to say I am statements to yourself to enforce the truth and not the lie. You know, if you got to start doing affirmations, if you got to do confessions, if you got to listen to, listen, I'm a plug. If you got to listen to Talk with Tayu, Mixtape Volume 1, hey, do it.
Like, come on.
Do what you need to do so you can start thinking better, so you can start doing better. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen overnight either, so I want to make sure that's clear. It's going to take some time, especially if you really stuck, especially if this pandemic and crisis has brought up and triggered old stuff as well, because that's also what's happening. It's triggering old stuff, and it's coming back up because you're alone, and you don't like to be alone. I'm going to throw it back to you.
Because you, that triggering part, like you said, the labels and the layers, this pandemic and how we have had to shift, and how things that we thought were guaranteed are now gone. NBA like season
job.
Gone.
Like
jobs.
Like toilet paper, like bleach.
toilet paper, bleach. All of this stuff is gone. The labels and the layers that people may have spoken over you that you didn't even recognize were there have a way of showing up.
Creeping up, yes, ma'am.
How can you, and you mentioned like affirmations, so I'm wondering, are affirmations the positive side to labels? How do you undo that? How do you, yeah. like, if you realize yeah. you are triggered, how do you say, like, I was labeled as this, I am not that? How do you mm-hmm. speak that power over yourself to break that curse of that label?
Because the label that was on you is what was enforcing a message that had you in the place that you were stuck. So to begin to do the work to get you from being unstuck, you have to begin to say you're not that. And you have to say the opposite of that. And you got to say it consistently until that thing breaks. Because if you were consistently believing that you were wrong because you were a teenage mom and they labeled you as a teenage mom with negativity, then you have to begin to transform that and affirm that with an I am statement, that I am a mother and I am proud no matter my age. You know, you got to figure that out to speak it whatever fits you, but you got to affirm what was basically not confirming that was you have to affirm what was trying to confirm you to a death sentence, to a hopeless situation, to a helpless situation, to a stuck situation. You got to affirm what was trying to take you out, because you got to speak the opposite of the lie, and you got to speak truth, and you got to speak it well over yourself, like, and often, until you believe it. Like, sometimes you literally have to go through the motions of just saying it, even if you don't believe it, because I promise you, one day the mug going to hit you, and you're going to, after saying it 7 weeks, 21 days, you know, they say 30 days, take a habit. I guarantee you, it's going to be done started to work. I'm gonna be starting to do the real work in you.
And that's why I always say activate your power. That means a lot of different things, but one of them is understanding who you are, the power that you naturally have, and stepping into that. A lot of times people have been labeled and layered and conditioned as things that they are not. Somebody else who don't know you, they don't see your light, they don't understand you, has labeled you as something, and you believed it. And even if you didn't believe it, you walked around modeling what they said that you were.
But that person at the job, they don't even know you. They don't know nothing about you. But they talk about, she thinks she's something. She thinks she all of that. Because but the reality is, they actually are putting out their own feelings of themselves on you. Because they feel less than. They feel not worthy. They feel like they can't have that type of life. And so instead of celebrating your sister, you're trying to tear your sister down and run her name around the whole company. that ain't cute, sis. We got to stop that. That's not cute. Stop putting your own stuff that you need to work through because you stuck on somebody that you don't even know, don't even, and now you got them over here hurt and having bouts of anxiety because that's one thing that they've been fighting their whole life and they had this new job and you done ran your whole mouth about them and now you done brought up some stuff for them and they messed up because you projected your messed up life and thoughts about yourself onto them. That's not cute. We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better. And you know, you said something about what you say to people. And when you said it, it made me think of one of the things that my mama always said to us, especially me growing up, because it wasn't that I was having issues, but she wanted to make sure I was okay in school. And so she would always say, you are who you're supposed to be. And that's probably why I don't think I'm strong-willed, but some other folks think I am, because I'm not going to just fall for anything. You're not going to run on Gabriel Lee. Listen, I know who I am. You might not know who you are, but I know me. So you figure that out. But I learned that at an early age.
It's hard, though, when the world tells you who you are is wrong. So how did you, especially since you learned it at an early age and you are able to empower other people to be who they are authentically, how did you protect that? How did you protect that?
I think because it was just ingrained so early and just, you know, she taught so many things. You know, I talk about some of it in my book, Things My Mom Said, but like literally she just would tell us, you are who you're supposed to be. And because of that, can't nobody beat you being you. Like, it's not even competition. Ain't nobody going to match up. Because if you were to try to be anybody else, you would fail. You have to be you. Because that's what nobody can be. And so if you show up with who you are and you bring you to the table and they don't like it, boo-boo, that's them. That's not you. You know, you can try and, you know, see if it's a way to salvage it. But at the end of the day, if they're trying to change you, that's not what you're supposed to be with. That's not what you're supposed to be around.
That's not your table.
That's not your girl. Yeah. That's not your, that's not the one.
That's not it.
So you have to get firm in that because, like you said, that's the problem right now. We look into Instagram. We look into them Kardashians, child. We look into Housewives of Atlanta. We look into what's the show name? Godly, Married to Medicine, Love and Hip Hop. We look into all of them as examples of what is the thing. You know, what should No. Because if you really listen to some of them when they not faking, they not even happy with their own self. They not happy with their own life. They feel like they not themselves. And so why would you try, as you said, I liked it, model your life after somebody that ain't even got their life together? We gotta stop looking external to find ourselves.
Yeah.
And we gotta start looking internally. Pull the mirror up, fam, pull it up and start seeing what was already in you. Start believing it. The one thing I loved about Mary Jane and that show on BET was that baby girl had posters everywhere because she knew she had insecurity. Baby, them posters was everywhere. They was in that nurse room. They was everywhere in that house because she knew she had flaws. She knew she didn't know how to be as strong as she needed to be all the time. So she needed constantly to reaffirm herself and then to confess the things that she wanted to happen and she believed would happen for her life as well. If it take that, baby, how you a posted, wow, I don't care. Do what you need to do, but don't stay stuck. And don't sit there and try and live a life that the folk that's trying to live over here on TV and on Instagram and on TikTok and all of that, on Black Twitter, that they can't even run their own stuff. A whole lot of people talk, but don't a whole lot of people take action.
And Instagram, as much as I appreciate the gram, Instagram is sparkly and glittery. Mm. Instagram is sparkly and glittery. It is
all
rare.
All the kids were smiling. They had a view that nobody fussed. Nobody cried. Everything was wonderful. We're just this happy-go-lucky couple. We don't fight. We never have any. Okay. Y'all, Okay, I don't know who you talking to, but okay, true.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. How for people who realize and recognize that they are triggered, realize and recognize that they are moving through being labeled and layered and trying to step into who they are, how can they move out of their head and stop replaying their trauma and pain, especially for people who have been defined by their trauma and pain and built an identity on that?
Oh, you going deep, Danielle.
You know what
she
I'm
went
saying.
Deep with that. She said, I'm going to give you two layers of that.
That's what
so
she
the
said.
The first layer is, you know, honestly, I'm a firm proponent of therapy. And so if you need help, because that's all therapy is, it's help to get you to that next level and to help you to let go of what was holding you from your past. That is their responsibility. And so if you're trying to let go of that and move forward, you might need to catch an EAP session because it's free if you got a job most of the time. 3 to 7. Matter of fact, during the pandemic, I think some of them are up to 11 and 15.
What is EAP?
EAP is the Employee Assistance Program. Most jobs have them. You don't even have to have insurance. And they allow you, normally it was 3 to 7 free sessions with a counselor or a therapist of your choice as long as they were in the network of that EAP program. But because of the crisis, I want to say some of them have upped it because they know this is triggering a lot of anxiety. They have upped it to 11 to 15 sessions. So listen, if you got EAP and you need that talk because some stuff been coming out and coming up and you trying to keep going forward and you trying to stay positive, but this stuff got you chill, this stuff got you wilding out and triggering just all the trauma that you thought you had got through, there is no shame in your game to call and make the call. That's it. Make the call so you can keep going forward, because I would hate for all of the work that you had been doing to get lost because you got triggered from this situation. You were doing work. You were doing well. Both Danielle and I want to see you to keep going well. Another thing you can also consider is support groups, because a lot of support groups have went online because of the pandemic as well. So there's one that's called intherooms.com that is out there, and that's totally free. There is another one called Celebrate Recovery. There is another one called Reengage. And just look online. When you start looking them up, you will probably find some more, and all of those are free as well. So get you a support system, because sometimes, I'm just going to be real, y'all, sometimes you don't need to keep going to the same people that you've been going to dump your stuff on, because they got their own stuff, number one. And number two, you don't need to word them out, okay? And then number three, because of depending upon what the situation is, they may already have a bias that may be for them and what works best for them in the situation. Or they may just have a bias because they don't like somebody or they want you to do what they want you to do. So get support from external people that are in situations or similar things of what you're battling and fighting. And you guys can relate. And the therapist that's running the class can also give you guys some firm foundation and guidance as well.
Absolutely.
So those are a couple of options. The second part about, you know, how it's began to, you basically made that your identity. You've made yourself a scumbag. That's from Love and Hip Hop New York. You made your Creep Squad. You made yourself, you know, the bad seed, the black sheep in the family. So that's your whole identity, to always be the one that never pleases, that never gets it right, that just screws up all the time. Like, why do you have to keep doing that? If that's not what you want to be, then you got to make a decision to stop being that. Like, some of this, you just going to have to make a firm no. You're going to be like, I will not go another day further being this label that I have made my life into and that I have chosen to identify to myself and to the world. I got to stop. I got to let this thing go, because if I don't let this thing go, I'm not going to be able to live the life that I'm purposed to. I'm not going to be able to fulfill my purpose because I'm doing the opposite of it. And I'm giving all the wrong out when I need to be doing right. So
it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Stop is a whole word. It is a statement. Stop.
Stop.
If you not happy, stop. And I know that sound harsh. I know that sound rough. But somebody need to just really tell you, stop. Nobody says you have to be the black sheep. Nobody said it. Even if that's what they talked about, you, as Daya said, you got choices and decisions. You got to make the choice and the decision to stop. And then start doing the work so that you don't go back. But you got to stop, child. Period. You got to stop.
Because it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So people say that I got an attitude. So when I come here with an attitude. And now somebody talks to me, I got an attitude. Now they got an attitude with me. So I got an attitude. And in reality, I came here with my attitude because y'all thought I had an attitude. So I had to bring my attitude because you weren't finna come at me crazy.
And that's what you call, that's what you guys, defense mechanisms.
All of it. And either way, it's not helping you. If your goal is, I want to have a healthy relationship with my family. I want to be able to have a conversation where we are not arguing. Well, when you come here ready to argue,
mm-mm.
You know.
Push that pride aside.
And move even if they argue, that's when your choice and your power comes in. If I say I want to be able to have a conversation with my family without arguing, and I come here and I'm greeted with an argument, I have a choice. I can either meet you where you are and we can argue, or I can protect my peace. I know what I said. I know I said I want to have a conversation without arguing. I cannot engage with you in this argument right now. That don't mean it's easy. That don't mean it's easy. That doesn't mean that when you say I cannot engage with you in this argument, that the other person on the other end is going to receive what you're saying is genuine. Because that can also come off as condescending and dismissive. It's a whole layered. It's layered. But the point is, you get to choose your choices. And you have energy. When I love to say keep that same energy, shout out to Kanye, like, you have energy in what you are pouring into. If you don't want to create this culture of just adversarial culture and argumentative nature, don't feed into that. If you want to create a culture of calm where we can have a conversation, it might take five times for you to be calm while this other person's still doing what they're doing. You still got to stay calm though. You might try to talk to this person five times and every time they come and they doing whatever.
You know, and sometimes you got to even approach the conversation differently. Everybody talk about Ayana, but she uses different forms of communication and even tools and even exercises to be able to build on building to be able to talk and to communicate. So you may not be able to have the conversation face-to-face yet.
Yep.
Because there are times when you see that person, it triggers. So you might have to have the conversation like how me and you are doing via Zoom or via phone call or write a letter. Yes, Tanya did say write a letter. That might be one of the best ways to communicate. When you trying to get out how you feeling, write a letter. Listen, mail that mud, email it, whatever is best, but write a letter. A lot of times it's better to write it because that's where you can really show how much you mean and how much you care about the situation.
Absolutely.
And really get out in a positive way. No blaming, no shaming, no putting down. Just communicate from I am statements. Communicate I this, or when this happens, I feel that way. No blaming, no shaming. You're just communicating your feeling and how you see it and that you want to work through this. And you work your way into building dialogue and conversation because you might have to go about it in a different way. You might not be able to, if the goal, like you said, is to work on your friendships and relationships with your family, you might have to hit it a different direction. You might have to have a mediator.
Yes.
Somebody that y'all both mutually trust to come and get the conversation. And literally, it's still practiced today with a talking stick where the mediator gives the one person the talking stick and they have the full for 60 seconds or 2 minutes, and then the other person has it, and they can have 30 seconds to ask a question or respond to what was said, but then they talk and vice versa. Like, if it take that, it takes it, and there's no shame in it, because you want to work that hard to get out of these stuck situations, to get out of these pits that you have literally been buried in, and you literally are not even above water. So if it takes all that, guess what? It takes all that. It ought to be worth it to you. It don't matter what it takes. If it's going to bring you happiness, it don't matter what it takes if it gets you unstuck. It don't matter what it takes if it gets you back on doing your life unapologetically on purpose. That's what's needed. It's required. Then it's needed and necessary, period.
And if you go to therapy, like you just said, Tanya, a lot of those tools will be implemented. So you can kiki and laugh at the idea of a talking stick now for free. But if you go to therapy and they start introducing tools, you may find yourself with a talking stick. One person that I would encourage everybody to write a letter to, especially as we are talking about getting unstuck and moving back into purpose, is a letter to yourself. A letter to yourself. You will be surprised at what you find out when you write a letter to yourself. When you just sit down, and even I would say old school, because writing a letter, it could be a text to yourself, email, whatever. But I wrote down, I got a journal. I was inspired by my husband's goddaughter, who always wrote everything. She just kept a little journal, just wrote everything. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be like you when I grow up. I'm going to get a journal. So I went and I wrote in my journal that first line. I said, I have unresolved trauma from. I was surprised. I'm like, girl, like Danielle was talking to me. I'm like, girl, how have you been hiding this all this time? Like, and I really wrote it out. And when I wrote it out and when I read it, I was actually able to move towards healing, because you can't hide from you. That's the part of being stuck. That's the part of being alone, when it's you in your head. You cannot hide here. So writing a letter to yourself and journaling. So when you wrote Mind Matters, because you also have a journal, talk to us about like that process and how you grew through journaling and writing.
So I don't actually journal. My blog, I guess, back then my blog was my way of journaling.
Yep.
But the book came from between my husband and I, 6 bouts of unemployment or layoff. In 7 years, I was dealing with major chronic illnesses, some I didn't even know I had at the time. When we didn't have jobs, that meant I didn't have medicine. That meant I didn't have treatment. When we didn't have jobs, that meant I had stress. So that meant it was triggering everything. I thought I had dealt with country other people of color before, because I was from Texas. Dude, I experienced racism for real. In my life living there, never would have thought I was told that I ought to be grateful because I let you be here and stuff like that, or you're not allowed to talk to me like that, this, and I was like, first of all, I ain't say nothing bad, I just asked you a question, but it was just crazy stuff, right? And so that was happening. And then, you know, there's no finances. So that means days we didn't have food, you know, just being real. And so then it was also putting a strain on marriage and, you know, not necessarily coping or not doing wrong things to cope, but not doing right things either. And so I was like, I had got to a point to where I was like, yeah. Either you're going to be here or you're not. Which one are you going to do? And I, like, for real. It was a for real situation like that. I had literally that night before had got prayed for by, like, all the elders, age, not title, women in my church. And they just prayed over me. And I felt something lift. And then next day, I reached out to try and get me a therapist, and I went through therapy. I don't remember how long, because it was a lot. She was like, girl, you got PTSD. Like, she was like, She was like, I'm trying, like, my therapist now, she was like, when you tell me what all happened, like, I'm not shocked that you wasn't admitted to a hospital. Like, that was a lot. But as I started and was going through the process and everything, because like I said, you got to process the pain, got to process the trauma, I started back writing. Because like you said, and sometimes when you are getting back to you're getting back to things that you used to do as well. And so I had stopped blogging with Talk with Tanya. It's been around now over 15 years, but I had stopped during that time, like, altogether. And I started back blogging again, and then I started writing to myself. I was writing to myself, but I was writing it to somebody else. And I was like, I don't want anybody else to ever feel like this. I don't want anybody else to feel stuck. I know how to get out of their own head. And I know how to jump back into life. I don't want that. And I was like, oh, and I don't want anybody to not know how to talk to somebody that's dealing with trauma, that's dealing with hardship, that's dealing with abuse, that's dealing with major mental illnesses or mental situations that they may be coming up again. So I'm gonna write something to them so they can know how to talk and reach them. And then I didn't do nothing with it. I left it on my little old Sprint phone and didn't think nothing else of it. I think maybe I thought I was going to write it as a blog post, but I think it was too long. Yeah. It was too long. Literally, after that, I ended up deciding 5 years later, I got this tap on my shoulder, just like, hey, you wrote a book. I need you to go get that book. And I was like, who wrote a book? Chap, who are you talking to? And it was like, you did. That what you were talking about 5 years ago, you need to give this to the world because there are people that are literally right there where you were and in pain, and you need to publish this book. And not only do you need to do a book, you need to do a coaching aspect to it, an accompaniment project, and you need to do the Get Your Mind Right journal, because you don't need to leave them and just speaking to them and talking to them. You need to do, now you need to have them do the work, because they may never reach you or contact you for coaching, but you can still coach them in this journal. You can give them questions and prompts. You can give them things to think about. You can push them past their comfort zone to work on themselves. And that is what you need to do with every project you do. You need to have some type of journal, prayer journal, guide, workbook. And so that has been the plan with all three projects and the fourth one as well, because I realize you may never come speak to me, but you might buy the book, and I'm able to help you to do purpose. I'm able to help you figure out how to fit the puzzle pieces together. You may never, come coach with me, but I can help you to figure out how to do life and leadership unapologetically on purpose. And so kind of what you and I were talking about before, a lot of people, they think that you're doing too many things. And I'm like, no, my purpose is the same. My purpose is to help people figure out how to fit the puzzle pieces of life together so they can do life right and well. My purpose is so that they can do life and leadership unapologetically on purpose. That doesn't mean that God won't show me different ways to execute that purpose and let that be the vision being birthed from my purpose. So you gonna sit here and try and tell yourself that all you supposed to be is a singer when you got in you the ability to write and do plays. You got the ability in you to be a singer's coach or maybe even a piano teacher. But because you just say, I'm a singer, that's all you gonna be? No, the title and the position is not your purpose. That's where a lot of people that's losing their job get stuck at right now, because they assuming that job was their purpose, that title was their purpose. No, your purpose was why you were there. Your purpose was what you were actually doing and what it pulled out of you, because it was what was in you anyway. But your purpose wasn't that job. Your purpose was not that title. Your purpose is what's in you, and you birthed it out in various ways, and that's the levels of your purpose being executed in vision, because that's the assignment that's on your life. I know I didn't answer and probably get all more questions than them too.
No, you brought it full circle, like all of it and how the pieces of the puzzle fit together. Because we are saying similar things in different ways. You would say find your purpose. I would say activate your power. Your mama would say you are who you supposed to be. Mm-hmm. All of it is you getting down to you, getting back to you. And so many times when we get stressed, we stop doing the things we love because we stress.
Absolutely. That's the first to go. Why? Why would that be the first to go?
And how does that even make sense? Like, I'm stressed. I don't want to be happy. So I'm not going to do anything to make me happy. Like, what?
What? You're not going to run, Dad. Why are you not running?
Just because I don't feel like it. Like, what? And that's why I'm saying you got to move past those feelings. You brought it together so perfectly. Like, I really enjoyed how you wrapped all of your purpose and your coaching and what is your language?
Doing life and leadership unapologetically on purpose.
Tell us about your website and where people can connect with you and follow you.
Absolutely. So I am at TanyaJMiller.com. On there, you can find information about my coaching, my speaking. You know, you might want to invite me to a virtual summit or, you know, something, or a podcast interview. So check me out. You can also find information on my strategy sessions for leadership and organizational development. And then also links on the site are for my store, shop.tanyajmiller.com. That is where you can get books, journals, and message merch, which is merch with a purpose. That goes from message tees, hoodies, sweatshirts, to message buttons, which I have like come in love with. I don't know. And then stickers and mini message affirmation cards as well. They're also at Amazon too. And you can get them because, you know, your girl is prime. I won't be offended. You can get the books in print, digital, and audio. And then you can get the journals in print. I also have a school called school.tanyajmiller.com. There's actually a few classes on there that are free. I'll be loading some more sometime this month. But basically, they're classes on life and leadership. So it may be an aspect of life I talk about, or maybe something related to leadership and, you know, doing that authentically. And last but not least, oh, well, two more things. I have a mixtape. I'm not a rapper, but if you think of E.T., the Hip Hop Preacher mixtape, he was my mentor in my head for this project. And so I have a mixtape called Talking Tanya Mixtape Volume 1 out on all digital outlets. And last but not least, definitely check me out on social media under Talking with Tanya. I am there on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And then honestly, last but not least, you know, make sure you guys are connected to the vision that Danielle has, because she's not just talking about the common and regular stuff. She's literally about leadership coaching and strategy. Her purpose is to help people so that they recognize their own strength and power. If you ain't heard nothing else, she want to make sure you see you. And that's her heart, whether you checking her out on her podcast, because you need to be subscribed, like, comment, rate, review. I'm going to tell y'all, stop playing, stop listening to it and not giving her no love. Share that mud out. And then if you want to work with her on her what she does in her modeling business as well, where she helps you to put things into action, create plans, and basically go from where you at to where you're supposed to be as well. So support my sis. I'm calling her my sis because apparently we vibing, so that means we in the same tribe and family. So support her, because her heart is not just to talk to you guys, but to talk to you guys to help you to make the difference and see the difference in you so that you can do life better. So thank you so much, Danielle, for having me. I definitely have enjoyed this opportunity. I am wishing you well as you look to revamp and go through things. But I think even the more part of the revamping is because you're going to go to a different level of what you're going to offer, not just your clients, but your listeners. And so the revamping is just a way for you to begin to see that next thing that is being birthed in you and being uncovered and pulling back the layers of your purpose. So I'm excited to see what comes out of it. I know there's going to be either another stream of the purpose and vision flowing, or something. I know it's a plot twist, so I'm ready. I hope the listener's ready. I hope the clients is ready, because the plot twist is big, y'all. It's big. So y'all better don't play. Don't play. That's all I got to say.
I just want to thank you for coming and sharing your light. This is just, I mean, God is good all the time. But when you talk about answered prayers and God sending people that you will need, the collaboration and just pure, just positive love that we exchange just because we share this love of podcasting and talking to people, especially us. Like, we just want to have these conversations and with people. It's not just keeping it for ourselves. If you can take your darkness and your dark moments, translate that to light and share that to other people so that they never have to feel that darkness. I thank you for sharing your light. I thank you for coming on. And I look forward to future conversations. This is D Money, y'all. I love you guys so much. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, superstars, we are all out of time. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you love the show, make sure to subscribe, share, review the episodes, tag a friend, talk to me. Visit DanielleMoneyham.com and follow me on social media to stay connected. Your support means the world to me, so thank you for helping my dreams come true. A major lesson that I learned, that I continue to learn, is that although you will experience dark moments in your journey, you can be the light. You have more power than you know. Until we meet again, shine bright.